You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, once again, I'm just chilling, looking around Facebook, and another one of these eight at the table pieces shows up. So, of course, I'm looking at it. I said, well, this is pretty interesting. So, you know what? If I find another one of their think pieces interesting, I'm going to share it with you guys. Now, this one really perked my ears up because it is on the topic of age gap dating. Gentlemen, as you all know, that is a hot button issue for a lot of women. Oh yeah, there are women out there putting out videos talking about, oh my God, why are these old men with these young women? Boo hoo hoo. Now, of course, this right here is going to be the opposite. Yeah, it's older women and younger men that is the topic of this think piece. Now, let's go ahead and get into it real quick. Age gap dating. Older women in their 40s have always had the power to attract men in their late 20s and early 30s. Now, ladies, we're going to go ahead and say, yes, you do. However, gentlemen, the men in this comment section, they were letting loose. Why? Because, of course, the sisterhood of failure was like, yes, queen. Yep. See, we can get these young men. However, as the men rightfully pointed out, attracting and keeping are entirely two different conversations. Yeah, ladies, we can agree with you. The funniest part about it is even when we agree with women, there are always going to be women who show up just to argue. And believe you me, gentlemen, there were a lot of women who showed up just to argue. And they proved why older men are seeking younger women. Now let's go ahead and read the paragraph that accompanies this. Women in their 40s have always had options. Men in their 20s, 30s, 50s, even 60s. The only taboo is society pretending it's unusual. Gentlemen, you can tell right here, this is another one of these quote unquote make women feel good articles or think pieces. Historically, older women were seen as wise. Resourceful. Oh, give me a fucking break. And sexually in control until modern society flipped the narrative to shame them. The taboo isn't real. The power is. You see, gentlemen, right there, that last three-word sentence, the power is. You see, when it comes to the motivations between older women and older men will say, yes, I want a younger woman to be able to mold her into the type of woman that's good for me. as opposed to an older woman, she wants to be able to hold power over a young man. Yeah. Yeah. Now, ladies, this is a small subsection of you. The women that actually keep themselves together. They consistently work out. They eat right. They keep themselves in shape. Yes, an older woman like you, you can get knocked down by a younger man. You are used as a dump site. That's it. Because the one fatal question that all older women who are with younger men are going to eventually ask once they get tired of being used as a dump site. Where is this going? Ladies, when you ask that young man that question, that is the beginning of the end of that situationship. That man will now say, okay, he may not say it, but he's going to think it. Okay, it's time for me to plan my exit. Yeah, this old bag, it's time for me to go. Why? Because that young man is not going to take you off the market. No, it does not work that way, ladies. All you cougars out there, no one is saying that you can't be a cougar. No one is saying that. Hell, they even had a TV show that I talked about in the past, MILF Manor, where they had a whole bunch of old bags trying to go after and secure and lock down young men. Yeah, that did not end well for those old women. Now, were some of them good looking, in shape, fit? Yes, but guess what? Even with all of the outside appearances, you're still an old woman. Your baby factory is just like Afghanistan, bombed out and depleted. You're not going to be able to have kids. Your primary function is done, which is, guess what? Having children, multiplying the human race. Once you've hit menopause, that is over. See, us men don't have a biological clock. Yeah. And we're going to use the law of averages. There are more men out there in their old age who still are able to produce healthy children with younger women than there are women that are able to produce children even with healthy younger men. Yeah. You see, ladies, we didn't write the rules. But once again, you have society trying to make you feel good in order to keep you consuming for it. Yeah. But we all know, gentlemen, we all know. Us men, we've already won. The biological clock is in our favor. But yet, women hate that. Which is why you will see women out here saying, yeah, I still got it at my old age. You may still somewhat have it, but guess what? You're not going to be able to further bring forth life. Your primary mission is done after menopause. So what can you be but a practice doll for a younger man? That's it. That is it. That is all. And yes, even I, when I was a young strapping man, yes, I knocked down more than a few older women. But guess what? I let them know, I'm just your boy toy. That's it. Once I get myself established, I'm out of here. I'm moving to a younger woman. And of course, the women, they understood. They knew what it was. But see, back then, we had a different breed of woman. They actually understood whatever position they were in. Not like the women of today. Yeah, you still have old gray-haired women out here still trying to compete with the younger women. That is sad. It is truly and epically sad. Talking about some, oh my God, there is ageism in the dating realm. Yeah, because guess what? A man that's got his shit together is not going to deal with a woman with so much damn baggage. Nope. Ladies, we don't have to suffer for being with you. We don't have to. Like Kevin Samuels said, we do not have to suffer you. He was talking about black women in particular, but this is across the board. This is across the board. Even the leftover women in China are now pissed off because Chinese men are openly saying, if I got myself together, why the hell would I want an old woman like you? You see, ladies, that's why they're called leftovers. It's like a leftover dish. Why in the world would I want some food that has already been picked over? People have sampled it. Why would I want that dish? Where I can get a nice, hot, fresh dish, i.e. a nice young woman. And boy, the women in China, oh man, they are pissed. Just like the women in Japan. They call them the dried fish ladies. Or my personal favorite, they call them Christmas cake. Yeah, Christmas cake. And if you've never heard that, you gotta look it up. It is absolutely hilarious. The first time I heard that one was actually from the meat sack, and I laughed my ass off. I did. But yeah, Christmas cake's the same thing. Who wants cake after Christmas? Who wants an old, expired woman? Yeah, but guess what, women? A lot of you are now actually coming out and speaking the truth. Oh, yeah. Feminism. Feminism failed you. Yeah. You thought you could have it all. Nothing like being victims of your success. But, speaking of feminism, just going off on a slight little tangent, this week's rant, oh my God, a couple of articles that Joker talked about coming out of the UK. Yeah, I'm going to go ham. But yeah, back to these old women who are miserable as hell because men, the same men who they, when they were younger in their prime, they wanted nothing to do with because those women were with older men. And they made sure to throw it in our face. But now that they've aged out and the same man that they wouldn't touch when they were young and hot is now got himself together and able to attract younger women. Oh, yeah. Now comes the accusations of him being a pedo. Even though he's older, that woman is still an adult. Oh, her brain stem hasn't developed yet. Get the entire hell out of here. Seriously. It's sad when you got grown-ass men who won't say, yes, I will date a younger woman, especially if I have the capability to do so. Now, this is, of course, primarily black men who won't say that because, oh, we got to be beholden to the sisterhood. No, hell no. This conversation about age gap dating is the same conversation about interracial dating when it comes to the black community. It's the same parallel. You have black women, once they are able to divest and get themselves a white man, oh, the sisterhood is jumping for joy. Ooh, she made it, girl. She made it. Even though when you look at the law of averages, there are less black men than there are black women. Yet there are more black men that are one, married than black women, and two, marrying in, or should I say out, excuse me, of the Black community. Yes, and more Black men are marrying and dating interracially than Black women. Once again, the law of averages. How can that be possible? Oh, that's right. That's right. When it comes to Keisha, her misery trumps all. Now, what do I mean by that? Keisha wants to be a constant victim. And what they really want is what they used to have. They want the government to keep Black men trapped on the American plantation to where we're forced to be with only them. And we're forced to be with them, especially once they've had their fun in their youth. Then they want to come back to the good Black man and say, you know what? Now you need to take responsibility. Yeah, I got 7 kids from 12 different baby daddies, but guess what? A real man would take me. This is a package deal. However, now that Black men have finally started to accept and explore different options, oh, these Black women are hot. They are pissed. But guess what? More and more Black men are saying, oh, well, I don't care. It's my life. I'm going to live it the way that I see fit. Black men are waking up. Unfortunately, you still have the plantation-minded Black men who at every turn will say, well, Black men, we shouldn't do this. No, you shouldn't have a younger woman. No, you shouldn't get your passport. No, there's plenty of Black women here. Okay, and there's an entire world of women out there that are ready, willing, and able to accept Black men. And yes, Black men are finally going off to those different places. It is wonderful. But yeah, this age gap conversation, it's stupid. No one cares about what Black women do, who they date. It's them, because they're losing control of the cleanup men. Yeah, that's what this is really all about. The cleanup man, the back burner guy, the break in case of emergency guy has finally broken free and have ran off the plantation, or they've taken a flight. Yeah. But hey, ladies, hey, keep on believing what you want to believe. You got this. And with that being said, well, I've rambled on long enough. Read this little op-ed. Look at the comment section. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you older women out there who want to sit back and be pissed off because of the men that you really want, that don't want you because you've aged out, you need to understand this. And you need to understand this crystally damn clear. The social power and sexual power you think you have in that reverse age gap situationship, that always goes out. Feminism. And the idea that men were just going to sit there and continue to accept you and your nonsense, that goes out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, you need to understand this. Once you have thoroughly aged out, feminism no longer cares about you. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to become a bitter old woman with nothing but misery to spread to the rest of the women. But guess what? More and more women are actually waking up as well. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am